Your computer restart. Oh, that's nice of it. Morning, everybody. 早晨.
大家早晨.
My computer went to sleep.
电脑搞搞.
Oh, here we go. Don't you hate it when this happens? There's all my emails. Who needs those? There we go. Praise the Lord.
搞定了.
Well, it's good to be with you again.
好开心见到大家.
I want to challenge you today and share a little about what God has been doing.
今日想俾大家少少挑戰啦，亦都同大家分享主喺我身上面嘅作為。
Now, as many of you know, my wife and I are missionaries, and we were in China from 1997 to 98.
我同我太太咧都係一個宣教士嚟嘅，我哋97年開始咧已經去中國傳道啦。
While we were there, we worked with a tribal people.
我去嗰啲少數民族嗰度。
But now, we are working in a different field.
而家咧，我哋去咗另一個工場。
Our ministry is with a mission called Send International.
我就係參加一個 Send 呢個嘅差會。
And God entrusted me with a ministry to evangelize the Chinese people.
主特別俾個使命我啦，去特別去為中國人傳福音嘅。
Now recently, we've also been talking to Vietnamese people.
咁最近咧，我哋向越南人咧都傳福音啦。
Chinese people are much easier to talk to than Vietnamese people.
同中國人講嘢容易過同越南人講嘢。
I don't know why, but God is working among the Chinese at this time.
但我唔知點解，但我見到神係喺中國人心裏邊咧有好興起嘅工作。
Now our ministry is in Russia.
咁我主要而家暫時基地咧，我係喺蘇聯嘅。
And also into Eastern Europe.
亦都喺東歐。
Countries like Czech Republic.
捷克啦。
Bulgaria,
保加利亞啦,
Georgia,
自己睇呢個咩？Poland, 波蘭啦,
and recently we've been going into Belarus.
係咪 Belarus 我未去過，唔知邊度。
Belarus is more difficult than China.
呢笪地方咧比去中國難喎。Because
if you go into that country to do evangelism, you will be immediately sent back.
因為你去到傳福音，即刻俾人趕走嘅啦，已經。
The only people who can do religious work are people from that country.
做嗰啲宗教工作咧，只係本土人先可以做嘅啫。
But we are working with Chinese and Vietnamese people there.
但我哋去到嗰個地方咧，就係揾中國人同埋越南人向我哋傳福音。
And we're also working with the Chinese and Vietnamese people in Ukraine.
喺烏克蘭咧，我哋都係向中國人同埋越南人傳福音。
And now we are working with Vietnamese people in Taiwan.
甚至我哋而家去到台灣咧，去揾越南人向我哋傳福音。
And the same in Macau.
亦都有去到澳門咧。
Now I talk about diaspora. The word diaspora. Okay. Diaspora means a scattered people.
我今日講就係嗰啲被 分散嘅民眾。
It means a population with a common origin.
即是話咧，佢哋原本咧係一個同一個源頭嘅。
But it also talks about people that are scattered.
但係咧，佢哋就分散各地啦。
Now we know that Chinese are everywhere in the world.
所以留意到我哋中國人咧，全世界都揾到中國人嘅散到散佈周圍嘅。
And so we can call them diaspora people.
所以中國人都可以被稱為咧係一啲被散開咗嘅民族。
Now I want to update you a little bit about what God has been doing recently.
想俾你知道最近咧，神喺中國人心裏邊咧有咩工作。
Now most of you know that we take teams of Mandarin-speaking people into the areas where the Chinese diaspora are.
所以你知道咧，我哋不嬲帶住一啲識講國語嘅團隊咧，一齊咧就去到世界各地揾一啲中國人去傳福音。
It's getting a little difficult to find Vietnamese people who will go with us.
而家有少少困難，就揾一啲識講粵文嘅越南人咧，同我哋一齊去。
But last week we had a team come back from Belarus who were doing Vietnamese work.
咁啊，上個禮拜咧，我哋就終於揾到一對啦，都願意係同我哋一齊去越南人嗰度。
This will give you a bit of an idea of the itinerary that we have for this year.
所以俾你知道我哋過去一年我哋嘅行程係點樣。
We have the one in red towards the bottom is into Ukraine and Belarus again.
咁我會再去呢個烏克蘭啊、Belarus 嘅地方啦。
And I'm looking for people who speak Mandarin and who speak Vietnamese to go with me.
咁所以我都歡迎咧，任何識講國語同埋粵文嘅，同我哋一齊去。
Now in April of this year, I went on a very long trip into Russia.
四月咧，去咗一個好長嘅時間咧，去呢個俄羅斯嗰度。
We started in the city called Khabarovsk.
我哋喺呢個 Khabarovsk 呢個城市嗰度。
Okay, and we were able to go into the Russian Baptist Church there.
去到一個俄羅斯嘅浸信會嗰度。
This is the Chinese brothers and sisters worshiping God in the Russian Baptist Church.
咁就係中國人咧，弟兄姊妹咧喺嗰個教會裏邊咧去敬拜主。
And the Russian people were really blessed by the Chinese brothers and sisters.
咁當地俄羅斯嘅教會咧，佢哋俾中國人咧都祝福咗佢哋好多。
Now I was going with a very close friend of mine.
我同一個好熟嘅朋友。
I can never get his name right. James Hudson Taylor's great-great-grandson, Dai Zhizhong.
Dai Xiu Zheng.
Okay.
牧師。
He was traveling with me.
佢同我一齊去。
Primarily because I want to have his organization OMF involved in our ministry.
因為我想佢哋 OMF 嗰個機構同我哋嘅機構一齊嘅咧，合併大家一齊去做福音嘅工作。
And of course, the Chinese people love it when he speaks Mandarin.
所以當阿大牧師咧講國語同佢哋講道嗰陣時咧，哇！喺中國人好中意聽啊。
His Mandarin really is his first language.
因為國語咧係阿大牧師嘅母語嚟嘅。
When he speaks in a church, usually his wife sits in the front row.
當佢講到嗰陣時咧，佢太太總係坐喺第一行嗰度。
And she is Taiwanese.
佢太太係台灣人。
And she was my Mandarin teacher.
佢就係我嘅，即係佢嘅。
That's why we have a relationship.
國語老師，所以我哋大家好熟噶啦。
And Jamie tells me that if he makes a mistake, if he gets the wrong tone on a word, his wife writes a little note.
咁佢太太喺度聽住講每一句國語入邊嘅地方嗰啲音唔係好準咧，佢就寫 mark 低佢噶啦。
Now most of you notice that my wife never comes with me when I speak.
你留意到我太太唔跟我嘅，我去邊度講道都啊。
That's because she would be sitting in the front row making notes on everything I say.
因為佢都會坐第一行喺度睇我寫講啲咩嘢，寫低佢。
The young lady that you see in red who is translating for Jamie, her name is Cassie.
著紅色衫你睇唔到紅色噶啦，嗰個咧就係做翻譯嘅，佢個名叫 Cassie。
Cassie has her doctorate in Chinese.
佢喺中文咧係博士生嚟噶。
She is fluent in Chinese. She is Russian, but she is also fluent in English.
佢係俄羅斯人咧，但係佢英文啊、中文即係國語，我諗都係好流利嘅。
So this time she was translating Jamie from English into Russian.
所以今次佢就由英文翻譯去俄文。
The church was blessed.
教會係蒙福。
Then we moved to the Chinese church.
咁我哋去中國人嘅教會啦。
And here are brothers and sisters worshiping God.
咁嗰度就係一齊喺度敬拜主。
And Jamie is sharing with them.
咁啊，繼續嘅牧師向佢哋講道。
We went into the marketplace to share the gospel with different people.
咁我哋又去街市嗰度啊，向啲市場啊傳福音。
We prayed with the brothers and sisters.
我同佢哋一齊有禱告啊。
And my colleague, Wong Moxi.
我同工王牧師。
He's the guy with, silver hair.
就係銀白髮嗰個。
I told him he cannot be Chinese because he doesn't have black hair.
佢都唔係黑頭髮，所以我諗佢都唔係中國人，都未定嚇。
But he was doing some teaching to the church leaders there at this church.
佢係專係咧去訓練當地嘅教牧同工嘅。
Now we were praying that we could get some university students to come to the church.
我咧就禱告咧，希望有多啲大學生嚟到我哋當中。
So we went and walked around the university and we prayed.
所以我哋沿住大學咧，一路行一路禱告。
As we prayed, a young man came towards us.
當我禱緊告嗰陣時候咧，即係心裏邊啦嚇，咁有個年青人咧就行埋嚟我哋嗰度。
Now we could see he was Chinese.
一望佢樣就知道佢係中國人嘅。
So we asked him if he wanted to know about God.
就問佢你想唔想認識神啊咁。
And he said, yeah, I'm interested. Please, I'd like to know more.
他说好啊，我都想听多啲。
And so the sister that you see writing information down, she is taking his name and address so that they can start working with the university students in the university.
所以睇见嗰个姊妹咧，就喺度写低佢嘅名啊，以至将来联络啊，继续佢喺大学里边传福音。
So then the next day we flew from Harbar to Kyushu.
第日咧就坐飞机由呢个地方去嗰个地方咁样。
Krasnoyarsk in Russian. And there we have a very big church.
去到嗰度咧有一个好大嘅教会。
Now this is the church when they celebrated their 10th anniversary.
咁啱啱咧就系十周年纪念。
They meet in a Russian Baptist church.
咁佢哋就系亦都系租借一间俄罗斯嘅浸会嗰度浸信会嗰度教堂嘅。
This July they will celebrate their 15th anniversary.
咁今年咧就十五周年啦。
This is where they meet in the upstairs room of the church.
咁就喺室内咧佢哋嘅聚会嘅情况。
Now they don't have piano prayers like my sister here.
佢冇我哋咁好，即系话有人弹钢琴啊咁样。
But they love to sing and worship God.
但系佢哋好中意唱歌嘅。
I have recorded their singing many times. One time I should really play it for you. You would be blessed.
我成日都录低佢哋唱嘅歌，第二揾日咧就播俾你听下先得。
And then we were into the marketplace again, sharing the gospel with different people.
咁我哋又去市场啦，又去向普罗大众去传福音啦。
Again, here is Jamie talking to a Chinese man who couldn't believe that this man could speak such good Mandarin.
咁佢又系咁去传福音，咁人哋都唔信，哇！你嗰中文咁好嘅咁。
We prayed with the Christians.
我哋同基督徒一齐祷告啦。
And with more of the Christians.
咁我哋就遇到好多唔同嘅基督徒。
And then we flew to Moscow.
然后我哋去莫斯科啦。
Now in Moscow we have a very strong church.
莫斯科有一个好有力嘅教会。
And we've been partners with them now for maybe 10-15 years.
我哋同佢一齐同工咧，都做咗成十至十五年噶啦。
On May the 1st, they always hold a gospel camp.
通常五月一号咧，佢哋都会有一个福音营嘅。
Now I always wondered how they could hold such a big gospel camp。
有时我都好惊讶，点可能搞一个咁大嘅福音营嘅咧？咁。
I was told there were going to be 500 people at this camp。
佢呢个营咧有成五百个人去参加嘅。
Now these are the counselors for the camp。
呢啲咧就系嗰啲辅导员啊，个营里边嘅辅导员。
They were Mandarin brothers and sisters from Taiwan。From various different countries around the world, including Canada.
So, is 世界各地不同的华人识讲国语的，他们去做一个辅导员。
And we met in a big tent.
咁我哋喺好大嘅帐幕嗰度聚会。
This is one of the pictures of the camp.
哇，那个形就系咁样嘅。
Can you see it? Oh, you can't. Oh, I can see it pretty good here.
佢幅图画喺个电脑几清楚嘅吓。
Would you like to see? I can show you. And we were able to share a little bit.
咁我哋去分享主嘅说话啦。
It's always fun when Jamie translates for me.
咁当阿大牧师同我翻译，我都觉得好有趣啊。
I don't have to have a good message.
我唔使讲咩好嘢嘅，佢会帮我讲噶啦。
I always tell him he can have a very good message and I can just talk about anything.
咁我啱乜都得啦，佢自己会讲到噶啦。
We visited Red Square.
跟住我哋去红墙。
But this is the second time I've had him there in Moscow, and he likes to go to Starbucks.
哇，去到都要揾阿 Starbucks 飲下咖啡。
I spent $200 in Starbucks.
哇，用咗成$200咩紙啊
？He didn't get an honorarium, but he got lots of Starbucks cups.
佢咧就唔係，即係佢講到啊，服侍咧就唔係收到錢，佢係收到好多 Starbucks 嗰啲 coupon 嗰啲咁嘅嘢。
You can tell we have a lot of fun when we travel together.
所以我哋一齐去传福音咧，好开心，好多笑话。
I could tell you a lot of stories, but we then flew to the city of Blagoveshchensk.
咁跟住去 Blagoveshchensk 呢个城市嗰度啊。
Very good, yeah. In Blagoveshchensk, we have a very large church.
嗰度有一个好大嘅教会。
The brothers and sisters there always bless me.
去到我都好好蒙佢哋嘅祝福嘅。
Because every morning they meet at 7 o'clock and pray.
朝即七点钟就祈祷会噶啦。
Does your church meet every morning at 7 o'clock to pray? No, we should. Do you pray every morning yourselves? I don't answer that one.
嗱，我就想问你，你唔使答我啊。你朝朝有冇祈祷嘅自己咁样
？I'm blessed because I know that my prayer life is nowhere as good as my brothers and sisters there.
我蒙福，因为我见到一啲比我嘅祷告生活更好嘅弟兄姊妹喺我眼前。
Now this city is on the edge of the Heilongjiang River.
这个在黑龙江河的源头的隔离的这个城市。
If you can see the big round circle, that is China.
再那些就是中国来的了。
And we came into this city because I wanted Jamie to meet the brothers and sisters at that church, but then we had to cross the river.
我去到那里除了介绍大牧师去认识那些弟兄姊妹之外，就是想过去岸，去对面，去中国那里。
Crossing the river takes less than 5 minutes.
过河呢，就需要4-5分钟啫。
It took us 2 hours to clear customs in China.
但要了2个钟头去过关。
This is the third time I've done this crossing.
其实我是第三次去过这个河了。
You'd think by now they would have recognized my passport.
我想应该他们都很认得我的样子和认得我的护照了吧。
They look at our passports and then they run upstairs with it.
他拿着我们的护照就走上楼上。
Everybody else has left the customs hall and we're still standing there waiting to clear.
其他人都搞定了，我们仍然坐在那等。
Teaches you patience.
教你什么叫耐性。
Praise God.
那就感谢神吧。
Over 68 people accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior during that trip.
在那次的旅程，我们有带到68人信主。
This is the itinerary for this year again.
今年我们的行程了。
I have got one pastor from Edmonton. He is Vietnamese.
我找到一个越南的牧师，他在爱文顿去的。
He was just over in Belarus and Ukraine.
他跟我一起去到Belarus的地方。
Now his name in Vietnamese is Tan Thuong.
这是一个越南的文的名。
That's also the name of a very hot spicy sauce.
原来也是一个辣椒酱的名字。
I tell him that he's hot and spicy. He was in Ukraine.
他去到乌克兰。
And he was in Belarus.
也跟我一起去到Belarus那里。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 37-38. Would you read those in?
马太福音第九章,
it's up here for you if you need it.
哦，咁啊好容易啦，大家一齐读咯吓。
At least I hope it's the right one.
于是对门徒说：要收的庄稼多，作工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Pray the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. That's what it's all about.
当求庄稼的主去差派多些工人去做收割，这个就是我们想讲的中心。
I've been doing this ministry to Chinese people now for 15 years.
我已经向中国人传福音传了15年了。
For 14 years, I've been praying that God would send somebody to replace me.
14年一直以来我都求神找个人来接我班。
God has answered that prayer.
神听了我们的祷告。
I shared this with you last December.
上次我来已经和你分享过这个消息了。
I'm going the wrong way. There we go. There is Pastor Wong with my bosses.
这个就是王牧师和我的上司。
And he and his wife have joined our organization.
他和他太太就参加了我们的机构。
He is worthy to take over from me.
由现在开始，他就会接替我的工作。
We just had a meeting at Alliance Bible Seminary in Toronto.
我们在多伦多的 Alliance Church 那里聚会。
And he was sharing with the brothers and sisters.
他和那里的弟兄姊妹分享。
Well, because we're hoping some of the students will go with us as we travel.
因为希望那个教会的弟兄姊妹都会跟我们一起去传福音。
And he talked about mission fruit.
他在说就是怎样去 差传得来的果实成果。
Not passion fruit.
不是说你吃那些。
Not watermelon.
不是生果。
But mango.
是芒果。
Mango.
就是人的果。
Maybe he's talking about you.
可能在说你都未定。
You've heard me ask, why do we come to church?
你跟我说过，为什么我会去教会？
Yeah, we've come to worship God.
怎样去敬拜神？
But we also come to church to be sent out.
我们来教会，除了敬拜神之外，我们也是被神去差遣。
That's why we're here.
所以我们回到教会里面。
We're here to be prepared so that God can use us.
我们在教会里面被神去装备，以致主能够用得着我们。
We're not all called to be pastors.
不是说个个都主会呼召我们做牧师。
But we are all called to minister in one way or another.
但神是呼召每一个信徒去服侍他。
We come to church to worship God and to celebrate Him.
我哋嚟教会聚埋一齐嘅时候，我哋一齐敬拜，我哋一齐去庆祝。
We're celebrating what Jesus did for us on the cross to redeem us.
我哋庆祝主耶稣为我哋所做嘅一切救赎我哋嘅工作。
We come here to learn more about Christ.
我哋嚟到学习多啲关于耶稣嘅教训。
We come here to grow in our knowledge of Him.
而我嚟到，我哋学去点样去更加认识我哋所信嘅主。
The local church is what God uses to advance His kingdom.
所以每一个当地的教会呢，其实就是装备着人呢，去扩展着神的国度。
The church represents the kingdom of God here on earth.
教会就是代表着神的国度是在地上。
Now, we've already read this morning that we've been given the responsibility to take the gospel throughout the world.
所以正话我们读的经文已经讲了，神已经将这个责任，这个使命交托给每一个信徒去传福音。
We've read this passage already today.
那我们已经看了经文了。
Let's read it one more time.
我们再看多次啊。
It's up there. Let's read it together, please.
我们一起读吧，好不好？28章。耶稣进前来，对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。It's Matthew 28.
Yeah, 18 to 20.
18 to 20.
Oh, I love it when Viola translates for me. Okay, the passage I want us to look at today is a little different.
今天我想同大家睇另外一篇经文，除咗一篇之外。
It's Matthew chapter 9.
就是马太福音。
Verses 35 to 38. I'm going to read it in English and then you can read it in Cantonese. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples,The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
请大家读中文啦，喺个荧幕上边。耶稣走遍，若有人愿意作首先的。咁呢度馬可福音係咪？應該係馬太福音嘅。咁我讀俾大家聽啊。耶穌。
Oh, have I got it right?
It's all right.
No, it's not. Is that not the right one?
No, not the.
Oh boy.
大家聽我讀咯喎嚇。咁耶穌走遍各城各鄉，在會堂裏教訓人，宣講天國嘅福音，又醫治各樣的病症。他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。37节，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，作工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
This is what I've always been afraid of, is having the wrong verse up there.
我就成日惊我自己整错咗啲中文喺度。
我不好意思。
Okay,
verse 35 is very similar to Matthew. No, not Matthew
4:23.
Here we see that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.Among the people.
在馬太九章咧嚇35節嗰度就講耶穌走遍各城各鄉，在會堂裏邊教訓人啦。 又醫治各樣嘅病症。
Between chapters 4 and chapter 9, we read that Jesus went about proclaiming the gospel.
由第四章到第九章咧，我睇见记载咗好多咧，耶稣点样周围嘅去医人啊、讲道啊咁。
In Matthew chapter 5, we have the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音第五章就系登山宝训啦。
Jesus is teaching basic Christian principles of how we should live.
耶稣教我哋一啲做基督徒最基本嘅原则，点样生活。
We should be salt and light.
我哋应该好似盐，好似光咁样。
We should love one another.
要互相相爱。
We should even love our enemies.
甚至系要爱仇敌。
We should give to the needy.
我哋都应该系施舍。
We should pray and lay up treasures in heaven.
要祷告，亦都要建财宝在天。
And we're told not to worry and not to judge other people.
又教我哋唔好担心，亦都唔好去论断人。
And we are told that we should be doing the will of the Father in heaven.
亦都教我哋点样去行神嘅旨意喺地上。
In Matthew chapter 8 and 9, Jesus is healing.
到到第八、第九咧，就讲耶稣医治啦。
He heals the man with leprosy.
有麻风嘅人系医咗啦。
The centurion's servant is healed.
百夫长嘅仆人嘅医咗啦。
Peter's mother is made well again.
彼得嘅岳母啦。
There are many others.
仲有好多嘅。
Jesus is dealing with our sickness and pain.
所以耶稣系帮我哋医治我哋嘅疾病同埋另外痛苦。
But at the end of chapter 9, Jesus passes the baton onto his disciples.
所以去到第九章嘅尾嗰阵时候咧，耶稣就将呢个福音嘅棒咧传俾佢嘅门徒啦。
In chapter 10, he sends out the disciples.
十章咧，佢就开始去差派佢哋门徒出去传福音。
He gave them all authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness.
第十章嘅头咧，你会睇到咧，佢就系将啲门徒差派出去嗰阵时候咧，亦都俾佢嘅能力，以致佢哋可以治病啊、赶鬼啊咁。
And they were told to preach that the kingdom of heaven is near.
咁耶稣亦都吩咐佢哋咧，周围去话俾人听，天国近啊，要信主啦。
Now we've come to church to worship and celebrate, and then we are here to be sent out.
所以我哋嚟教会聚会，我哋系嚟去敬拜主，我哋去多谢耶稣喺我身上工作，亦都系被装备，以照主耶稣去差派我哋去传福音。
We're sent to our workplaces.
我哋可能翻我哋工作嘅地方去传福音。
We're sent to talk to our neighbors.
可能去到我哋嘅邻居嗰度传福音。
To our friends at university or college.
譬如喺大学里边，你读书，你啲同学，你啲朋友。
We are sent with the same message.
我哋都系同一个信息。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
就话俾人听，天国近了。
A church we learn and grow, and here is where we get the knowledge and the courage to be sent out.
所以喺教会，我哋被就造、被装备，我哋学识咗之后，就被差派出去话俾人听，我哋学咗嘅嘢。
The world is in need.
世界系好需要人话俾佢听，耶稣系边个
？Jesus is telling us not to lose sight of the harvest.
所以耶稣成日都提我哋唔好忘记庄稼已经熟咗啦。
Now we can have an inward focus on ourselves, but this is not good.
我哋好多时咧，好容易咧就唔好净系望住我哋自己，就好内向啊。咁其实唔系好健康嘅。
We need to look at the horizon out there.
试下向出边望，望得远一啲，向到天边嘅边际。
That's where the harvest is.
嗰度就系庄稼嘅地方。
In Matthew 10, Jesus tells his disciples that the harvesting will not be easy.
第十章耶稣话明俾佢听，去收庄稼唔容易噶。
In verse 16 of chapter 10, he says, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves."
十章十六节，佢话我将你差派好似羊进入狼群一样。
In other words, there's a price to pay.
所以系有代价要付噶。
Are we willing to pay that price?
你愿唔愿意付呢个代价
？Are we willing to be ridiculed?
愿唔愿意去将福音带俾人呢
？Are we willing to be laughed at, even persecuted, so that the world will hear the good news？
愿唔愿意俾人哋耻笑你啊，或者系有压力啊，你都仍然去传福音呢
？That's a challenge to each of us。
呢个都系对我哋每个人嚟讲一个挑战嚟嘅。
In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we read that Jesus is compelled by compassion。
喺十章三十。六節嗰度，我哋睇到耶穌傳福音係因為佢裏邊係憐憫，出於憐憫嘅心，佢去講俾佢聽福音係乜嘢。
He didn't stay inside, he went out.
耶稣唔系就系呢一间屋嗰度，佢系行出去传福音。
We don't see crowds in the church。
喺教会里边啊，唔系话见到好多人喺度。
We see crowds in the streets or at Scarborough Town Centre。
永远都系教会外边嘅人多过教会里边嘅人。
Outside, that's where the people are who need Jesus in their lives.
就系教会以外嘅人系需要耶稣。
Now the word compassion can be translated as being in physical agony.
怜悯呢个字咧，可翻译嗰阵时候可以话喺你肉身上面觉得一种嘅苦楚。
Like when you've got an incredible stomach ache.
就好似你里边个胃喺度痛嘅，心喺度痛咁样。
Jesus saw sheep without a shepherd, and he was filled with compassion.
当耶稣见到啲人好似困苦流离，羊冇牧羊人嗰时，佢心里边好痛。
Now just imagine your child.Or your parent or your friend who is in a car accident or who is very sick.
你真系想象，譬如话出边嗰个人系你嘅父母或者你嘅儿女或者你一个好熟嘅朋友，佢而家撞咗车喺出边系好危险或者病得好严重嗰阵时候，你嘅心情会系点嘅咧
？You feel for them.
你会唔会身同感受咧
？You don't want them to have to go through that pain.
你会唔会唔想佢哋咁辛苦咧？
But there's not very much you can do.
但你又帮唔到佢哋啲咩嘢喎
？Jesus saw the crowd and was full of compassion.
所以当耶稣睇到群众嗰阵时候，佢里边充满咗一份怜悯嘅心。
This compassion made him groan inside his stomach.
呢个怜悯令到佢心里边系一种好痛楚。
Now there are people around the world, including those who share your culture and language, who need Jesus.
其实呢个世界周围出边好多系同你同背景啊、同国籍嘅人，而佢哋好需要耶稣嘅。
They don't know God in a personal way, but they need God in their lives.
佢哋唔认识耶稣，但系佢哋需要耶稣喺佢哋嘅生命上边。
They're lost, they're sheep without a shepherd.
就好似羊冇咗牧羊人咁样样。
Do we have a compassion or a burden that makes us groan inside for them?
所以当你谂到，当你见到嗰阵时候，你有冇同样呢份嘅怜悯嘅心喺里边，令到你觉得心痛咧
？Or do we think, oh, we're okay, we've been saved？
你不也你话 OK 啦，我自己都我搞掂我自己啦咁。
Do we care that they haven't got the joy and the peace that we've been given？
你有冇介意过佢哋享受唔到你享受紧嘅平安同埋喜乐咧
？We need to look inside in ourselves and try and determine what our attitude is like。
所以有時都要省察一下我哋自己嘅態度。
More people are needed to go to work in the harvest.
係需要主差派更多收莊稼嘅工人出去收莊稼。
The church I go to now is in the countryside.
我而家去嘅教會咧喺市嘅邊嚇郊邊。
We have farmers who come to our church.
咁所以咧，我哋教會裏邊有啲農夫啦。
But at harvest time, they don't show up.
但系一庄稼嘅时候，佢哋唔翻教会噶。
They do come on Sundays, but they don't come to the socials or to play baseball.
就唔系话佢唔翻星期日，而系只不过你教会嘅聚会，譬如打波啊嗰啲咧，咁佢就唔翻嚟啦。
Why is that?
咁点解咧
？That's because they're busy.
因为佢好忙啊嘛，嗰段时间。
Jesus asks us to. Oh, that's the wrong one. Boy, I'm not doing very well today. Let me have a look.Yeah, that's what it is. I've got two pictures up here, and I never know which one I'm looking at. Okay, Jesus asks us to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
耶稣嗌我哋去嗌庄稼嘅主去差派工人去收庄稼。
People are needed now.
人系而家好需要耶稣。
We need to pray for more workers.
我哋需要求神差派更多嘅工人去收庄稼。
Harvest time often refers to a time of judgment.
神嚟嗰阵时候，嗰个审判嘅时间近啦。
In Revelation chapter 14, the angel says, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe."
所以启示64章嗰度讲咧，佢话而家天使揸住嗰个庄稼收庄稼嗰个镰刀咧，而家时间到啦。
Okay, that's good. Judgment time.
神嘅审判。
People without Jesus face eternal separation from God.
人如果唔得到耶稣嘅话，佢哋审判嘅时候，佢哋会永远同耶稣隔绝。
Now, can you imagine yourself being separate from God?
有冇想过你自己同神去隔绝呢？
It would be horrible to be separated from God.
会唔会系一件好可怕嘅事呢？永远同神系分离呢？
Because we are His children, or if we are His children, we have that close relationship to Him.
因为如果你同神系有一个好亲密关系，神系你嘅父亲，你唔会想同佢有分离嘅。
Remember when Jesus was crucified, He was separated from God, and He was just devastated by that.
所以你记唔得耶稣喺十架最后一口气嘅时候，因为当时佢要面对死亡嘅时候，佢会同天父系分离。
Looking at the crowds, Jesus was compelled by compassion.
所以当主耶稣见到嗰啲群众系流离失所嘅时候，同天父冇关系嘅时候，佢心里边就好难过啦。
We need to see the world as God sees it.
我哋应该用神嘅眼光去睇我哋周围嘅世界。
God loves the world, but knows that it is lost in sin.
神好爱世人，但系见到世人活喺罪嘅里边。
Our responsibility is to point the world to Jesus.
我哋嘅责任就系带人去耶稣嗰度。
Jesus came that these people might have the joy, peace, and abundance that we already experience.
耶稣话佢嚟系带俾我哋喜乐平安嘅生命，我哋自己经历过啦。
How many people are in the world? You guys know?
世界嘅人口有几多咧？其实
7.1 billion is the figure I've got. It's maybe a bit low, but 7.1 billion people. Now, I don't know, translating numbers, I don't know. Can you do that?
7.1 嘅億喎。
You know, we always joke.
萬億啊，笑啊。
We always joke, if you want to find out who is a spy, ask them a big number in a foreign language. And if they can't do it, then obviously. So you must be a spy, yeah?
I am. 因为你试下边个系嗰啲间谍咧，你问下佢一啲好复杂嘅数目，要佢翻译出嚟咧，你就知道佢系咪当地本土人噶啦。
Now, if we have 2.6 billion Christians, more or less.
如果我得2.6嘅，你睇下个表嗰度吓，基督徒。
That leaves 4.5 billion still separated from God.
仲有咁多人咧，系同神系分隔嘅。
That's a lot.
咁其实系好多人嘅。
Look at all those zeros.
睇嗰啲数目字啊，你自己数数。
That's people that need Jesus.
就系咁多人咧，系需要听到福音。
What number is that in? Can you say that number?
4.5 billion.
Okay, that's good. Doesn't sound like anything that I know.
I failed in math.
So did I. Okay, that's a lot of people. Do we understand the gravity and the urgency of our mission?
所以我俾大家啲数字咧，俾你感受一下嗰个紧急性同埋严重性咧，系几需要有工人去帮手。
It's harvest time now.
而家真系庄稼嘅时候嚟噶啦。
It's when farmers wake up early and go to bed late because there's an urgency to get the harvest in.
所以庄稼系有时限嘅，所以庄稼时候咧，嗰啲農民就會好咗起身就去收莊稼噶啦。
The harvest must come in。
所以我哋一定要去將嗰啲谷物收翻嚟。
There's no time to relax, no time to go and play baseball。
啊，唔係再去打下波啊，喺度 relax 下咁啊，曬太陽啊咁樣。
And it's the same in the church。
而係教會應該要起嚟啦。
There's an urgency because many many people don't know Jesus and we don't know when He's coming back。
緊急，因為我唔知耶穌幾時翻嚟，但係仲有咁多人未認識佢。咁我如果佢而家翻嚟，咁點算呢？
Harvest time is now.
所以而家就係莊稼嘅時候。
Now Jesus commissioned us.
所以耶穌差派我哋。
He told us to pray earnestly for workers to go into the harvest field.
佢教我哋你要向天父懇求去差派莊稼嘅人。
A lot of people need Jesus in their lives.
因為喺我哋生命當中，我哋遇到好多人其實好需要耶穌嘅。
Whose harvest is it?
咁到底呢個莊稼呢個係邊個嘅莊稼呢？
It's not the pastor's.
唔係牧師嘅莊稼。
It's the Lord's harvest.
係主耶穌嘅莊稼。
The apostle Paul went from one city to another preaching the gospel.
保羅周圍傳福音。
Now maybe he wanted to stay in one of the cities, But I think God told him, no, you've got to move on. There's more people that need to hear.
所以你留意到保罗咧，就周围逐个城去嘅，佢唔会话停留喺度太耐，唔系佢唔想停嘅，而系冇时间停啊。
In Canada, most people are within easy reach of a church.
喺
They can get to church pretty easily.
嗰啲当时嘅人咧，佢哋能够去到教会咧，系好容易去得到嘅。
They can go anytime.
佢哋随时都可以去嘅。
But people aren't interested.
但系咧，啲人就冇乜兴趣喎。
But around the world, many people still haven't heard that God loves them.
但喺世界各地咧，仲有好多人咧都未人听过福音嘅。
Others want to know about God, but they don't know how.
其实好多人都系好开放，好有兴趣想听啊，但系佢唔知道点样能够认识到。
We are told in verse 38.
38节嗰度话
，Pray that more workers will be sent.
求主，恳求主差派多啲人去收割。
God loves to answer prayers like that.
神系好中意听呢啲咁嘅祷告嘅。
Now we're not being told to go here. That's the next point. We're being told that we have to pray.
因为神已经差派咗我哋啦，又叫我哋咧记住要祷告啊。
Now if you take 9:38 as being a good time, why don't you make a decision? Yeah, okay, I can pray at 9:38 in the morning or maybe 9:38 in the evening. Pray that God will send more workers.
譬如举个例啊，可唔可以做个练习，就系每日嘅9:38就去祷告9:38嘅内容咧，就系求神去差派庄稼嘅人。
The church exists to send out workers.
教会存在是因为要差派工人。
You and me, we are the workers.
我哋就是工人啦。
We're all sent by Jesus into our place of work or study.
所以耶稣是差派我哋去到我哋周围去嘅地方。
I hear you've got more children here.
我见到你最近多咗好多小朋友。
Well, maybe when you mothers go into the park with your children, then you should be standing up for Jesus there.
可能就算你带你的仔女去公园玩好了，你都在那里可以传福音的。
We may be the only Jesus that people see.
可能在公园里面只有你是唯一的基督徒的妈妈，可以向周围的妈妈传福音。
The name of our organization is Send International, and we got the name from the passage we read this morning.
所以我们的机构的名字叫做差遣出去，就是从这个经文我们想我们的名字出来的。
As the Father sent me, so send I you.
正如天父点差派我，我亦点差派你。
You don't have to be a pastor to be a missionary.
你唔需要系一个牧师先可以做到宣教士嘅。
God can use the skills that you have today.
你有咩嘢技能都好，神都可以用得着，就去使用佢。
I walk past people in the marketplace in the various countries that I go to.
譬如話，我哋去親傳福音，我哋都一定會去街市啊嗰啲咁嘅地方嘅。
I can only say so much to them.
我只能夠同佢哋講咁多。
我的普通話不好。
好啊，一唔好啊，咁兩句講國語嘅啫。
If you speak Mandarin, maybe you could go with me and help me.
但如果你能夠識講國語咧，你能夠同我一齊去就真係好啦，你可以幫我好多啊。
It's been said if you're not told to stay, then maybe you should go.
如果主冇嗌你留，咁你就應該要去啦。
Why?
點解咧？
Because Jesus calls us to go.
因为耶稣嗌我哋去嘛。
Just a minute, was that the right one? Yeah, in Matthew 10:1.
马太十章一节。
The disciples are told to go to the Jews.
耶稣嗌啲门徒去犹太人嗰度。
Now, later in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells us to go into all the world and evangelize, disciple and teach.
然后去到28章，即系成本书嘅尾嗰阵时候咧，耶稣就嗌佢去到全世界啦，唔系净犹太人啦。
When we have taught people, those that believe can go themselves.
所以如果嗰啲信嘅已经信咗，佢哋自己可以去。
Jesus told his disciples it wouldn't be easy.
但系佢预先话俾你唔容易噶。
But he also said you don't have to take anything with you.
讲到明咧，你唔使带咁多嘢去。
Matthew 10:9, do not take any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep.
十章九节，腰袋里边咧唔好带金银铜钱啊。第十节，行路咧就唔使带口袋，不要带两件褂子，又不要带鞋同埋拐杖。
We don't need to worry about taking care of ourselves.
你唔需要去担心点样去照顾自己。
We can trust Jesus.
我哋相信耶稣。
We can trust Jesus more than our financial advisor. Jesus is sufficient for all our needs.
耶稣是会供应我们的需要。
It's hard to believe.
你可能觉得很难相信。
Even a sheep among wolves, Jesus is still there beside us.
所以就算当一只羊在狼群, 其实神都站在羊的旁边。
We can have confidence.
我们有这个信心。
Now, when people go with me, I always ask them, are you prepared to die?
所以很多人跟我都会考他们，你会不会预备条命都拿出来的？
Now, you may wonder why I ask them such a controversial question.
那你很奇怪，你问这样的问题的？
It's a very simple reason.
很简单。
If you're not prepared to die over there, don't go.
如果你不是豁出去，想着判死无大害，你就不要去了。
Now, okay, so far, nobody has died yet.
当然，暂时我未经历到人死。
But the point I'm trying to make is that if you're going for the right reason, whatever happens to you over there, God knows about it already.
所以我的重点反而就是说，当你出去的时候，你受呼召，你的心里面就是，如果主呼召我，无论发生什么事都好，主会照顾我。
I've always told people, if I drop dead over there, that's great. Praise the Lord, bury me there, and let's have a good memorial service.
所以我常常跟人讲的，如果我去到哪里就死在当地的话，你应该为我高兴，然后帮我葬在那里，然后跟我开一个庆祝会。
Our lives or our deaths should count for the kingdom.
我生我死都是为福音而活的。
Jesus is sufficient for us.
耶稣是足够我们的，照顾我们的。
So I would ask you to pray and ask God if He wants you to go.
所以祷告，看下主想差派你去边度。
Do you have a burden to see those currently outside the kingdom of God come into an understanding of what it means to be loved by God?
你对那些还未认识耶稣，还在生活的挣扎里面的人，心里面有没有一份的挂念呢？
Jesus has called us to work in His harvest.
耶稣呼召我们去为祂收割。
We need people to go.
我们需要人去收割。
So would you give yourself and go?
那你会不会将自己起来就去收割呢？
Now I'm not talking about traveling to see new countries.
我不是说一定要去新的国家，去很远的地方去做收割的工作。
I'm talking about going and telling people about Jesus.
我纯粹是说你起来去告诉别人耶稣是谁。
You have the language and you understand the culture.
你有个语言，你又能够明白那个文化。
Whether we're talking about short-term ministry just for a few weeks or for the rest of your life, would you go?
就算是短宣也好，长宣也好，你愿不愿意参与呢？
God can use you if you let Him.
神是会用你的，如果你真的有个心智。
What about you?
那你愿不愿意呢？
There's our itinerary for this next year.
明年我们有我们的行程表。
I need somebody to go with me in October.
明年的10月，
如果你讲国语，但是讲识讲国语的人同我去就好了。 If you can't go, will you give?
你就算去不了，你愿不愿意奉献呢？
Now I want to say thank you to the church.
我就很想在这个机会多谢你们教会。
For the last few years you've been supporting our ministry.
因为过去几年，你们教会都有支持我们的工作的。
Jill and I really, really appreciate that.
所以我们太太都很感恩。
When a missionary goes, it's a leap of faith.
其实当一个宣教士去传福音的时候，都是一个信心的行动来的。
But when we step out for God, we see that He supplies and He blesses our endeavors.
但当我们凭信心踏出的时候，我们看见神去供应我们。
You've supported us. I would ask you to consider supporting Reverend Wong.
你过去都支持我们，当现在转了黄牧师，希望大家继续支持他。
Together we can step out and we can promote God's kingdom.
我们一起的同工，一起的行出去，将主的福音广传。
Right now he is down in Detroit, our head office.
黄牧师现在暂时在我们的总公司，就在美国的Detroit那里。
They call it orientation, but I call it brainwashing.
就是帮他预备他去接手他的工作。
But would you pray that his funds will come in?
所以求你都为他的需要去祷告。
If you get behind him, it's one way that you as a church can continue to support this diaspora ministry.
当你去支持宣教士的话，即使你人到的时候，他已经代表你将福音传出去了。
I'm going the wrong way again. There we go. Yeah, this is one of my favorite verses.
呢个系一个最喜爱嘅经节。
It comes from Matthew 10:8.
都系马太福音第十章嘅。
It's freely. It's here in your hymn book number 501.
就喺你嘅诗歌本，你可以喺睇本诗歌本501，就系800嘅德来啊，501。
God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share His love as He told me to. He said, freely you have received. Freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. Beautiful words.
你睇下啲歌詞咧，係好美麗嘅歌詞啊！佢話：我罪得赦免，全憑基督名；我重生得救，全憑基督名；我奉他吩咐，憑他尊名來與你分享他的愛。個副歌度話：主嘅恩典得來不需代價，當樂施於人，當信奉他的名，宣他的話，分享永生嘅福音。
I'm not asking about money.I'm asking to tithe a part of your life.
我唔係淨係話同你哋講金錢嘅問題，而係希望你係將你嘅生命係願意奉獻俾主。
The harvest is out there right now.
莊稼就熟啦。
We are God's workers.
我哋就係主嘅工人。
I ask you to pray to see if God would have you go.
所以我都想邀請大家，你自己都去祈禱問下主到底。主想不想差派你去哪里去为他传福音呢？
I've been serving in missions now for 25 years.
我在做宣教士做了差不多25年了。
You may think that missionaries are poor.
你以为宣教士当然是很穷的了。
I have never been so blessed by God.
但从我自己的经历呢，我从来没人得着这么多福气。
God has taken care of everything I've ever needed and beyond.
其实我所有的需要神都供应了。
I can tell you now, the best thing I ever did was when I said, here I am, send me.
所以过了二十几年，我回头望，我都仍然觉得我做得最啱的一件事就是当主呼召我的时候，我同主讲话，主啊，我在这里，你差我啦。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you that you love us.
天父，多谢你，多谢你爱我们。
I thank you, Lord, that you came into the world to save us.
多谢你来到世上去拯救我们。
But then, Lord, you gave us the instruction that we had to tell other people.
主啊，你给我们一个呼召去告诉人听关于你的信息。
I thank you for my brothers and sisters here in this church.
我们这个教会的弟兄姊妹，我去感恩。
I pray, Lord, that you will talk to people's hearts.
求你都感动这里每个人的心。
Give them an opportunity to see how they can serve you.
打开你的眼睛给他看到他们在哪方面可以为你去作工。
Whether it's taking the gospel to their friends and relatives,where they work and where they go to school.
到底是传福音给他的周围的兄弟姊妹或者是朋友亲人。
Or whether you would have them go to far distant places to take the gospel.
或者你想差派他们去远一点的地方 去将福音传给远一点的人。
Help us, Lord, not to shrink back, not to be afraid.
求你帮我们不要害怕，不要退缩。
Use us for your honor and glory.
求你使用我们去荣耀你自己。
Show us ways in which we can expand your kingdom.
俾我哋睇到用咩方法我哋可以传扬你嘅福音。
I ask this and I thank you in Jesus' name.
我为咗呢啲嘅祷告，求你听我哋祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm sorry about those messed up verses.
咁或者正话啲中英文嘅唔系好顺嗰度吓，都求大家。
I guess I can't tell the difference between Mark and Matthew, huh?
马可马太咁样，佢都好叻嘅啦，已经。俾少少时间大家整整嗬。